Here at the AgCareers.com Ag HR Roundtable, on Wednesday morning, we heard from Darlene Godsey with Novozymes North America about really some innovative recruiting strategies. I have to admit, I have never heard of anything so innovative. let's start first with just the way you talk about your employees as Zymers and how that creates a real close culture within your company.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to come up with something. You know, Walmart may call their employees associates or something like that. For us, it's we've always sort of centered around the Z in Novozymes, and things that we would talk about would be, you know, the Z factor, and everything would try to be a great zyme or something silly like that. So I think it fits, you know, that we are Zymers and we're bound together, and we have a lot in common. We're all very passionate, and we do things, you know, very collaboratively. So I think it speaks to kind of that bond that we do all have as a family. It sounds a little cheesy, but it's true.
Well, actually, I should have started with, what is Novozymes? Tell us about the company.
So we're a Danish-based company. We operate globally around the globe. We have over 700 products. Our main industries are enzymes, bio business, which consists of microorganisms and bioag products, and also biopharmaceuticals. So generally, there's not going to be a consumer end-user product that we would sell, but very business-to-business oriented of creating these products that really rethink traditional industrial processes to try to make them cleaner and greener and use less energy with a bio-based solution.
And your enzymes are also used in the renewable fuels industry.
Yes, I use them for first-generation biofuels of converting corn. So we have a lot of business going on in the U.S. in particular with that. But we also have released or launched the first cellulosic enzyme as well. And we're working to improve that really hard right now. So continuing to move.
Now, your company has grown quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yep. I started working in our recruitment field about 5 years ago and moved from our site in California to North Carolina and really got thrown in immediately with the growth of biofuels, specifically in the U.S. We grew substantially, doubling the size of our R&D team in the U.S. And trying to support the growth of the biofuels industry was what drove a lot of it. But these days we're continuing to grow in the detergents industry and household care. Also, bioag has been a significant growth for us as well, in terms of acquisitions and whatnot. So quite a bit of a lot of recruitment activity in the last 5 years.
Right, and that's what's necessitated this. Now, it's really cool what you do as far as recruitment, and I'm going to let you explain it with your little tokens and everything. I mean, nobody can really probably replicate it, but it shows real innovation and creativity.
And that was the key of what we wanted. We wanted the experience for the employees and for candidates to be reflective of how we work and that we do things differently. We are innovative and we challenge conventions. So creating that experience was challenging. We worked with a marketing company to develop this token concept of giving someone a token, sending them to a website that was sort of underground and secretive, that, you know, you had to be sort of special and invited to be part of. And then asking them then to recognize our culture and our values through that. So when you hit the website, there are no words. You have to be curious enough to get yourself into the website. And if that frustrates you, then we're okay. If you're not curious enough and you're not tinkery enough that you want to play around with it, that you kind of fall off during the process, or if you can't handle sort of the lighthearted humor of the process, that maybe you do go ahead and back out, because that's who we are, and that's really what's going to make it work when it comes to point of actually applying for a job.
Well, one of the reasons you said you developed the token concept was because you have a lot of engineers who work for you. They're used to physically exchanging something. Mm-hmm. So you gave them these tokens that actually they have identification on them, right?
Yes. So they include their Novozymes initials on this token, and that is the entry point or ticket for that potential candidate to come into the site, and helps us link back who they were referred by as well, so that we can talk to that employee and get more information and give them credit really for helping us hire the best people.
Well, it's innovative and creative, and that's great, but the real test is, has it been effective?
We have hired this year 6 people out of that database. Last year, I think we hired 2 people from referrals in general, so we are up. I have a target of 20% of our hires coming from the referral database in the future, but I think it'll take a couple years as we start to build the right pool of people. People tend to be very highly networked with their neighbors and their friends, so we're getting a lot of people with the culture cultural fit, but maybe not the technical competencies that we need. So as our scientists and engineering crowd networks more with universities and conferences, they're pulling in more and more people, but that process is slower than here's my neighbor and she's a great fit. That happens a little faster.
When did you first implement the program?
We launched in March of 2011. So really we're, 6 months in hardly. So.
So you've already gotten six in 6 months. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive. How much do you use social media at NovaZymes?
Yeah, we probably most heavily use Facebook at this point because we really expanded our effort there in terms of trying to target the university outreach that we had and the Gen Y sort of segment of the population from a growth perspective. But we are on LinkedIn and continuing to build that out and explore new ways of using LinkedIn that work for us. Some of the things other companies do, we're not necessarily big enough to make that work. So trying to figure out what our angle will be. We're on Twitter. We have a Twitter jobs account, but we also have just a general NovaZymes and even a NovaZymes Biofuels Twitter account. So trying to push different news out. So I think social media is one of those things you can't afford not to engage in it and kind of tinker around and see what works and figure out how to do it, particularly when you don't have a consumer end product. It becomes a very different venue of how you deliver information.
Well, what do you think about this roundtable?
I think it's been great. I haven't attended everything this week because, as Eric said, when I was invited, I then found out I was pregnant. So now being 7 months pregnant, I've only attended a little bit of it. But I think, this is the largest crowd they've had in several years. So the turnout is great. Even seeing some friends from North Carolina here that came out to join as well. So I think they've got a good turnout and a lot of good speakers.
Thank you very much. Here at the Ag Careers Ag HR Roundtable, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.